So the verse number 7 tells us how this wise person deals with situations, paristhiti, and then we'll talk about objects. So let us do verse number 7. Itatmanah prashantasya paramatma samahitah Shitoshna-sukha-dukheshu Together, Jitatmanah-prashantasya Paramatma-samahitah Shitoshna-sukha-dukheshu Tathamanapamanayoho. So jitatmana, jita means control, atmana means the self. So the self-controlled person, what happens to such a person? Prashanta. Shanta means peaceful. Prashanta means prakarshena shanta, means totally peaceful. And such a person is established in the self, Paramatma, knows the Lord within, remains established in the Lord's presence within. So a person who is self-controlled, who is totally peaceful, who is established in this truth, in the Lord within, samahita, samahita, he becomes balanced. In what situations? Shita ushna, heat and cold, sukha dukha, joy and sorrow, Tatha and mana apaman, honor and dishonor. So a person who is self-controlled, who is peaceful, who is established in the Lord's presence within, always thinking about the Lord, remains the same in joy and sorrow, heat and cold, and honor and dishonor. So why are these examples given? We'll talk about that. In fact, the children also will be discussing the same verse today in the assembly, in a little simpler, I have made it for them. So what happens to a person who is self-controlled? We already talked about that last time in the last verse, but a self-controlled individual is mind, whose mind and whose senses are under the control of the self. And again, Bhagavan Sri Krishna throughout the Bhagavad Gita will talk about mind and senses. Why? Because we forget. We think, oh, this I have already heard. You know, I have to control my mind. He told it in the second chapter. Why is he telling in sixth? Because we forget. Soon as we go out of this room, somebody says something and we get angry. Or something. Somebody cuts us off in traffic and we get mad and we start honking. And immediately our mind gets disturbed. So we need to remind ourselves again and again, keep calm, be peaceful, it's okay. It's not a big deal. You know, even physical discomfort or some sorrow comes or somebody criticizes you, somebody prays, it's okay. It's not a big deal. That one has to, not that you become a doormat, you know, where we need to, you state your point of view, but at the end of the day, is it that important? You know, the more importance we give to these situations, whether it's physical discomforts, emotional stress, or any intellectual success and failure, the more our mind will be disturbed. So make our mind self-controlled. And such a person whose mind is self-controlled becomes prashanta. As we said, shanta means peaceful. Shanta means peaceful within. I am very peaceful, I am very happy. Until when? Until my spouse says something. You know, then immediately I become ashant. So prashant means what? That no matter what the external situations are, I can remain peaceful. Not only within peaceful, but whatever. And we get so upset. We are watching TV and why is this? And you know, we get so Republican and Democrat and people get so agitated and so angry and then putting posts on the internet and why is Trump doing this? It's okay, you know, be calm and be peaceful. There are certain things you can't influence. I cannot influence what, you know, somebody is doing in White House or in Russia or in Middle East, whoever is in charge, let him, you know, it's okay. Read the news and say, okay, it's happening, it's fine. But it's not that you don't, you know, you keep your eyes and ears closed, but do not let your mind leak out. And he'll talk about that in the next verse about Vijitendriya. So be peaceful, be calm. Now, why is he giving three examples? Shita, Ushna, Sukha, Dukha, Man, Apman. Shita, Ushna, heat and cold is at the body level. So at the body level, we have all different fluctuations. Sometime it is hot, it was 100 some degrees, now next week will be 80 degrees, and which, this is good weather. Why can't it always be 80 degrees in Bakersfield? It's not, you know, one day it will be 105 and then soon it will be 32 and then we'll say, it's so cold. And, you know, we think it is cold for people in upstate New York and all. They say 32 is a beautiful day. So, you know, it's all relative. And at the body level, you will have heat and cold. Then you have sickness and ill health, you know, and someday I'm healthy, someday I'm unhealthy. Someday my body is very active, someday it's very tired and fatigued. So at the body level, there will be fluctuations. At the mental level, joy and sorrow. Something will give me joy, another thing will give me sorrow. And not only joy and sorrow, but all the mental fluctuations like enmity and compassion, jealousy and caring, all those mental fluctuations, mental, what we call dvandva, you know, the pair of opposites, will be there. And at the intellectual level, there will be honor, dishonor, there will be success, there will be failure. One day everything will be fine, other day nothing, you know. So a person is all the time disturbed, either at the physical level. You know, I'm not, my health is not good. That's bound to happen. As we all get old, there will be problems, arthritis and then blood pressure and cholesterol and heart. So you take care of the physical problems, but don't let get so affected that, I'm so old now, I can't do anything. And the moment you start thinking you're old, you will become old. If you say, I'm fine, you know, yes, the body is getting old, but that is the nature of the body. Anything, I buy a car after 100,000 miles, it starts getting old. You know, so same way, I buy a chair, I buy a house, after a few years, so same way, this body also will get old, but I am the consciousness, I am the self. So you observe the fluctuations of the body or at the mind, somebody, you know, talks to you sweetly and somebody doesn't talk to you, doesn't smile at you, I am fine because I am the Atma, I am the consciousness. And same way, success and failure is of this personality. Okay, I succeeded, I failed. So if I failed, I work harder next time. If I succeeded, I don't become arrogant. I just say, yes, it is all His Leela. He's the one functioning through me. He's the one giving me all my abilities. And if I didn't succeed, it is my own effort. So at the body, mind and intellect, there will always be these fluctuations, these problems. And if you let yourself get disturbed, then your life will never be happy. Because they say, you know, kabhi kisi ko mukammal jahan nahi milta. I've said that many times. It's one of the most powerful lines ever said in film, where in Rao Jahan, she says, nobody ever gets a perfect world. In world, there will always be problems. So be ready for that. The fact that you are living on this world, that means this world is a world of change. You know, jagat, you know, which is a constantly moving, constantly changing. Sansarati iti samsar. Samsar is one that is constantly moving, constantly changing. So in this changing world, I am the changeless self, the consciousness that is ever the same, and that is my true nature. When a person understands that, then he is able to go through all the changes. And that is the benefit of meditation, where I understand that I am that truth, I am that consciousness. At this moment, I am occupying this body, and my name is Anil or Satish or Naina, or I'm a male or a female, or I'm Indian or I'm American, or I'm short or tall. These are all my equipment, these are my manifestations. And but in reality, I am that Brahman, that consciousness, who at this moment is occupying this body. And so whatever my duties have been assigned to me by that the Lord, the supreme director of this play. This play is going on and I have been given a part. I do the part to my best of my ability, but never forget my true nature. Never forget my home. That's what they say. Never forget your home, your where you came from. And that is your true nature. And it should become a paroksha anubhuti. Paroksha anubhuti means when I'm reading the Bhagavad Gita, this is Bhagavan Sri Krishna's understanding or Lord or Swami Chinmayananda's understanding. So that is paroksha anubhuti, that the Bhagavan said and then Swami Chinmayananda interpreted. But it has to become my own understanding. That is a paroksha anubhuti, and that is the understanding that I am this truth. And that constantly one has to remind myself. So when I say and God is not only everywhere, yes, God is in everything, everywhere, every being, but also me, in me functioning as this individual. So that understanding, sometimes we see God outside or when we go to the temple, but to see the Lord within is what meditation is and what is the goal of spirituality, that I am that divinity, I am that consciousness. That's why when somebody asked Raman Maharishi, can you show me God? He moved his finger like that. So he said, no, no, I want you to show me God. He said, yeah, this moving finger shows that God is here. Otherwise, I would not be able to move the finger. So every action when I do, that's why before eating, we thank God, or before we start our day, it's always a good idea. If you have a temple at home, just go and bow down, just even for 30 seconds and ask God to be with me and function through me. At the end of the day, thank you, God, for, and find every opportunity to remember God, and that then slowly, slowly, this understanding becomes clear that God is functioning through me. And when we get insulted, it is only when the intellect has progressed a little bit. Say a child, you know, if mother says something, he may not even know that it is something insulting. But say he becomes a teenager and his friends are home and the mother scolds him. And afterwards, she'll say, Mom, you should don't say, at least in front of my friends, I felt so insulted. Why? Because now he has grown to a level where he understands that this is insult and this is praise. So the intellect has to go even beyond that, beyond the praise, beyond the insult, to understand that in life there will always be some people who praise you, some people who criticize you, some people who like you, some people who dislike you. And if we base our actions on those who like me and I should do what they say, and then those who dislike me, I should be enemy, then your life will be always disturbed. So remain calm. And how? Develop control within. Be calm, be peaceful, because the control only can come from within. External control, like somebody say, you shouldn't get angry. And so when I'm, you know, actually, Umang, my oldest son, was giving advice to my daughter when she was getting at that, when he gave a speech, very, very good advice. I wish I had, you know, it's beautiful words. So he told his younger sister, he says that when we are outside the home, we are at our best behavior. When we are dealing with people, you know, we are so nice with everybody. But when we come home, then we all our negativities manifest, because now we don't have to keep our guard. So all our negativity and anger and everything comes out. So he told her, he says, be as good at home as you are outside. You know, at work, we are all that well behaved. So that is so that one can, when a person, this was very good advice. I was amazed, you know, that. So what I'm saying is that kind of thinking, that as I am with other people, let me also be with my spouse, with my children. And so that constant control within is very important. And remembering God at all times, what does it give us? First of all, it gives us permanent joy, right? It is eternal joy, because God is all Satchitanand. He is bliss. So the more I remember God, the more happier I get. Then it connects me with the permanent, because the life is impermanent. As we said, there are going to be changes. But if I remember that I am permanent, I was never born. I was never, right in the second chapter, the first teaching of Bhagavan Sri Krishna says, you were never born. So then what is the question of dying? Not only you, but all the kings that you see here, they were never born. They are all that Atma, that consciousness, who had temporarily took a body, and that body is bound to drop. Nobody can live forever. Even when the Lord himself came as Sri Krishna or Ram, he didn't live forever. He dropped his body when he came as Jesus, when he came as Buddha, as Muhammad. None of them live eternally. When it comes time, you have to drop the body. So that body is not me, but I am the eternal self. So that understanding comes. And then the third benefit of being connected with the Lord is that we see everything as matter, everything as prakriti, not purush. And that is what the next verse, Bhagavan Sri Krishna will tell us, how this individual deals with things. So here, how does he deal with situations? Joy and sorrow, heat and cold, success and failure, remains balanced, remains peaceful. And in the verse number 8, he will talk about how this person deals with things. So, vyakti, vastu and paristhiti. So, paristhiti we did, now vastu, things.